Thanks for listening to the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Sponsored by FanDuel.com. FanDuel.com, the leader in single-day fantasy sports contests.
Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up to the minute industry news.
Time for me to tell you about the biggest tournament in the history of daily fantasy sports.
Interviews from the biggest names in the industry.
The one and only Kondia. Head Chopper joins us now to talk about this weekend in daily fantasy football. Now on the podcast, Napster Man.
And game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head game, you are just going to lose.
Here is your host, the one and only, Dan Bock.
Hey everybody, what is up? Welcome. It is a Friday edition of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast, all presented to you by FanDuel. We thank them so much for putting their name on this very show. I have been doing it for many, many years. Hopefully you check them out again tonight. Remember, it is a big night over on FanDuel single entry series, up to 450K or 45,000, excuse me, 45,000 on a $2 single entry tournament, though pretty solid. And I did today want to take some time and give some early shout outs to where we stand in terms of the standings for that. Remember, top four scores will be counted, and the winner will win the trip to Miami. So we'll get to that here in just a moment. Other tournaments on FanDuel tonight: the Shot, the Slam, all over 300,000 tonight. Two World Fantasy Basketball Championship qualifiers at 300, and the $12 version. So check them out. Again, great sponsor of this very show. We're going to spend most of the time today talking NBA hoops for you. An interesting Friday schedule for sure. It's funny because, you know, really two games, actually three games kind of stand out to me as ones that we want increased exposure to. Otherwise, you've got, you know, Utah, Dallas, Chicago, Atlanta, Sacramento, Memphis, a lot of potential games that maybe don't have the fantasy goodness. But as I mentioned in a tweet earlier today, make sure you follow me at Dan_Bock. One of the largest totals we have seen in years since 2003. I think there's only been about 10 games with a higher total than Golden State and Houston tonight. So that's certainly going to be one we want to get some exposure to. So we're going to run through all those for you here today. And kind of hopefully get you started on the right foot. Obviously, a lot of information is going to change throughout the day, which is going to open things up. But clearly, let's give you our initial thoughts on what we got going here today on this Friday. All right. And by the way, just a note, news and note, next week will be FSTA. So I will be out on Monday and Tuesday of next week. We'll still have the morning grind happening with Stevie, so they'll keep you company in terms of giving you information via podcasts. Everything else will be as planned at RG, but just want to let you know if you're looking for me early next week. Not going to be until Wednesday. All right, let's get into it. Let's quickly run down the games here for tonight. And the matchups, we've got Raptors, Hornets, 214.5. With it looks like a 1-point favorite here for Charlotte in that game. Somewhat of a surprise there. Blazers and 76ers, 209.5. Portland, a small favorite there. Bucks and Magic. The Bucks, a 3-point favorite on the road, total at 209. Kings and Grizz. Obviously, Rudy Gay are hurt in this matchup, and a pretty low total here at under 200. Memphis favored by, looks like, about 7 points. The biggest total of the day, 236.5 right now for Golden State and the Rockets, with Golden State a 6-point favorite on the road. Bulls, Hawks, 203, and the Hawks favored by 5. No line yet on Pelicans, Nets, or Utah Mavericks. I would say the Pelicans, Nets has a potential to certainly be over, like, 220 here today. I'll be curious to see where that checks in at. If it's over 220, wow, that's kind of surprising to me. I think 215 to 220 is where we'll see it. If it's under 215, going to be surprising. If it's over 220, going to be surprising. So that's my prediction. We'll see how I do. Jazz Mavericks, that one very well could be like a 190 today. That one should be a very, very low total. Pacers Lakers at 220 tonight. All right, let's go positional and kind of give you an idea of what we're looking at today in terms of values, spend-ups. Again, point guard, there's a lot of guys to go to today. You got one of the best matchups in basketball here with a lot of point guards to choose from. Jeff Teague against the Lakers, he is at 8K. It's not a gimme price tag, but clearly a top matchup. You also have Steph Curry looking historically against Houston. He's been just fine against Patrick Beverley. Priced up at 9-1, but you can really pencil him in for 40 fantasy points as he's been there pretty much consistently over the last couple of weeks. And I don't see that really changing here. 43, 43, 37, 48, 43, 53. So again, I'm setting his projection probably at that 40. Three with upside of 50 here today in a game which could be really back and forth. The other guy that's kind of looks cheap to me could be Drew Holiday against Brooklyn. I think Davis is obviously going to play in this game, I think, and this is a very up and down type matchup. Now, Holiday's been all over the map. I don't know if I can quite play him in cash games today, but, you know, because the minutes have been kind of moving down a little bit. Tyreke Evans is there, and the guard position has really been shared amongst a lot of people, but 35 fantasy points last game, 6,500, but in a really up-and-down matchup. Slightly intriguing there. A few other names to talk about here at the position that, you know, obviously on DraftKings, you've got the ability to roster Antetokounmpo and Harden. We'll talk about them at shooting guard a little bit today. Let's see, other plays. I think Darren Collison for value. I know it's a low total there in Memphis, but again, Ty Lawson is iffy for this game. We've already got Rudy Gay out, and we've seen him be able to get to 30 fantasy points. Did it just this last game against Indiana and played a big chunk of minutes, 37 that day. So he feels a bit underpriced in terms of stars and scrubs. He is one guy that we can look to who can give us some salary relief. And it's a sad thing George Hill is playing Dallas because I really like him. I love the salary on him, but it's just hard for me to get too excited about a guy in that matchup, which is going to have such a low total. I'd probably, believe it or not, rather go to a guy like Patrick Beverley at 5'7". Really always overlooked, and you know, 37, 27, 37, his last three games, and that came against Milwaukee, Miami, Brooklyn. He's going to play a lot here, and I see him probably getting to value here today. Alfred Payton, I never pin him right, unfortunately. I had him the other night and kind of gave it a dog performance. The three games before that, pretty good against Denver, Utah, Portland. Milwaukee's pretty good at point guard defense, but the salary is in play today. Probably prefer him over Schroeder. Schroeder's okay at 6'3 over there on FanDuel. DraftKings, he's at 5,900. He's okay, but again, just probably, you know, again, when you get that salary that's in this tier, it's hard to get too excited about guys because they're just up and down. There's no consistency there to them. Damian Lillard, you know, he probably doesn't fit the build too much today if you're going stars and scrubs, but he is definitely, if you want to play a fair and balanced lineup, he is a guy who I think you can consider. Going to play big minutes here. Philadelphia is a good matchup for him. And last game, you know, 7 of 18 from the field. And the thing you got to love about him is he can rebound for a smallish guard, you know, 7, 7, 8, 3, 8, 5, 5. That's his rebound totals to go along with double-digit upside and assists. Damian Lillard still feels kind of underpriced today. I think I'm on him more than I am Kyle Lowry against Charlotte here today. All right, let's go over to shooting guard, and this is an ugly position potentially on FanDuel outside of the top guys, James Harden, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Both these guys are fine. Normally, I'm on the savings on Giannis at 11-1 off of the 12-2 for James Harden, but I think I'm on James Harden here today. You look at his history here against Golden State, and this is when he didn't really have the role that he has now. 65, 57, 46 in the last three games. They need him to play big. They're going really fast right now. And yeah, Klay Thompson is probably going to be defending him, and he's a pretty good on-ball defender. There's no doubt about that. But he's James freaking Harden. The guy is just a beast. So I see them really getting up for this game. I think it's a huge game for Houston to see how good of a team they really have. You know, their record's pretty impressive. They've really played much better than I think anybody expected this year with D'Antoni. But will it translate to a win versus, you know, the odds-on favorite on your home court? And I think they come ready to play today. So, obviously, I like him tonight. But can we find enough value and maybe finding some at this other shooting guard spot is where we need to go. Lou Williams at 4.9 has been red hot the last two games. But we warn you, Lou Williams, Nick Young, D'Angelo Russell, these guys, there's zero consistency what they're going to do. But he's finally got the minutes back up a little bit, 26 and 31, went for 41 and 34. He could easily be back into the teens. But again, at 4.9, feels cheap enough for some consideration here. Keep our eye on the Orlando situation, too. If Evan Fournier is out, if we would get a Mario Hezonja as a starter, I think we might be able to give him some consideration. I think he's a true minimum play over there on DraftKings, a 3K crapper. But I probably need him to start because we've got Jody Meeks out. Evan Fournier is still banged up. We don't know if he's going to play. Obviously, if Fournier plays, he's going to start. But if Fournier would sit, there might be a decent chance we see Hezonja in the starting lineup. And at min salary, I'm willing to give him a little bit of consideration today. Interesting that Monte Ellis has slid all the way down to min salary over on FanDuel. DraftKings, he is a little bit above min salary. I mean, the guy is still playing 20-plus minutes. He just can't do anything. I've never seen, I mean, this guy was 6,100 earlier this year, and now he's down to 3.5. I can't play him. The matchup is gold here against the Lakers, but I just don't think I can quite go there. Other names for us to look at today. You want to look at, you know, want to feel like New Orleans is going to score some points today, but Buddy Hield, 3,800, is pretty cheap price tag. Just sharing too much minutes. Tyreek Evans, he's kind of interesting here today, but the minutes aren't great, but he's been really producing for what he's been on the floor for. 5'8", if I could somehow project him to get to over 30 fantasy points, I'd be way more excited about, or excuse me, 30 minutes. I would love to roster him, but even last game, he did get you 35, but in only 19 minutes, 26 and 23, 25 and 22, 46 and 27. I think he's more of a GPP play for me, but a guy that I'm willing to give a little bit of consideration to. You know, we've got some cheap guys on Brooklyn, Randy Foy, Kilpatrick, but probably not top targets. Eric Gordon is interesting here today at 6-1. Again, he's going to provide an offensive boost with that second unit. Scored 25 real-life points, took 17 threes in that last game against Milwaukee. And the shots are there, 20, 17, 14, 11, 16, 20, 20. So at 6,100, I'd probably prefer him over a Tyreek Evans just because I know the minutes are going to be there. The shots are absolutely going to be there in a game with a 236 total right now. Clay, he hasn't been great against Houston, believe it or not. I think he expends a lot of energy there defensively, and that's part of the problem that you run into here in this matchup versus Houston. So at 6'4", he's not overpriced by any measure, but probably not playing him in cash unless you're kind of game stacking. But again, how many guys can you really get in when you've got Harden at that salary? But I expect James Harden to be the highest owned guy, rightfully so, here today. Get that safe shooting guard in there. Small forward, a good blend of some value and really not, I mean, your one pay up is Kevin Durant at 10-5. Coming off his best game of the year against OKC, following it up here with a game at Houston. He should be fine to get there at that salary in this matchup. I like the fact that we got a close spread, so it should be competitive. But again, we can only roster so many cheap guy or expensive guys because we've got to find value to go with it. And I think we need to see what happens here with Sacramento. Matt Barnes probably going to move into the starting lineup, I would imagine. But, you know, this guy is just all over the map. I mean, he plays big minutes and doesn't always perform. Tougher matchup versus Memphis. He is at 4K, but he, again, you're going to try and find value out there. You've got Ariza in the middle tier at 5'5". He's pretty much a lock for 35 to 40 minutes. Has 30 fantasy point upside. Hasn't reached 40 much this year, but 5,500, yeah, he's in play for me. I think Paul George, and I am a sucker for Paul George, but against the Lakers, it's hard for me not to go there because he's only 7,400. That's about as low of a salary as he has had. Looking at his, we're buying the lowest on the season here on Paul George. But to be fair, you know, his season average is 38 fantasy points. He has reached that only, has not reached that in his last six games and only once in his last eight games. But if there's a time for him to get there, it is this one against the Lakers, who have just proven to be a terrible defense. So I really like him. It's just, is he going to fit the build today? You might have to come off of Durant in that matchup to make it happen. Is there a chance George matches Durant? I'd say like maybe 10% chance of that happening today. I mean, Durant in the 236 total, hard to kind of not want to, you know, put my buttons down there. Brandon Ingram, keep our eye on this. See if he is starting with the with Luol Deng banged up, but he's actually starting to play a little bit better. The minutes are going to be there. 33, 16, 28. That's his last three games. 4,200 could be somewhat of a value option for you. If you need a min salary guy in that game versus Golden State and Houston, you've got Sam Dekker. 24 minutes in each of the last two. Didn't do quite reach value in those 24 minutes. Ryan Anderson, we got to check on his status. He's probably going to be the one to, you know, decide whether or not he gets any consideration. Aaron Gordon against Milwaukee as well at 5K tonight. You know, he's been on and off. 35, 8, 34, 18, 30, 14, 30. But at 5K against Milwaukee, I'm okay with him tonight. He's been more aggressive offensively. Still a pretty decent total in that game. So, yeah, he is in play for me. Moving on to power forward. And, again, you've got Draymond, you've got Jabari, you've got Millsap on the high end. I think it's clearly Draymond, Millsap, Jabari is probably how I'm rating those when we look at salaries here. 8-2 on Draymond. Again, he's not been super lately, but this is a matchup where I feel pretty good about him to get to 40 fantasy points. His season average is at 36, so I think he'll certainly go above that here today in this matchup versus Houston. But we can't pay up at every position. This could be another spot to potentially find some mid-range value. Thaddeus Young stands out price per point here against the Lakers at 5,400. I think he can get us 35, and that was good enough for us here at 5,400. Minutes feel pretty secure with him. Another guy who comes in and pretty high in our projections is Nikola Mirotic at 4,100. I'm probably not looking to go there. I don't love this matchup versus Atlanta and, you know, 16-2 fantasy points in his last couple of games. You know, kind of coming off a sickness in that last game. He missed those eight days prior to that. So he's cheap at 4,100, probably not a top target of mine. I think Aminu is a guy that not a lot of people, him and Booker, people aren't going to want to pay for in that range. I think naturally they'll have half to, you know, two-thirds less ownership than maybe a Thaddeus Young. But these two guys I don't hate in that tier for GPPs. Derek Favors is such an ugly game, but also one that I feel like he could make value. The salary came up on him, though. We loved him at 4.7. Now he's up to 5.4. I'm glad that FanDuel bumped him. Not a gimme price tag anymore on him. If Ryan Anderson would play against Golden State, got to check on the status of that illness. He's cheap at 5K. And again, he's got that 30 fantasy point upside if the shots are falling for him. But that's always an if. I just totally overlooked Anthony Davis. And I do like Davis today against Brooklyn. Like, this is an A-plus setup for him. Brooklyn does not play any defense. It's just, do we want to pay 11.9 for him or do we want to pay Harden? I think it's Harden. Can you get both? You can, but then you're not probably getting Curry. You're probably not getting Durant into your lineup. I do like Anthony Davis. I'd set his projection here today probably at about 60. I think he's going to get to 60 tonight. So if that's good enough for you, then plug him in. Marvin Williams played really well that last game, scored 21 real-life points against, what was that, Boston. Then last game against Portland got off to a real quick start, still finished with 25 fantasy points. He's a mid-range $4,900 player, which I don't think we need to hate on. And same with Ersan and Montrez. We got to see what Harrell's status is. If he moves into that starting lineup, I do have some interest in him. He got five blocks in that last game against Milwaukee in 26 minutes. I don't think Capella's quite ready to play big minutes yet. So, yeah, I think there's some middle-tier options there. Terrence Jones against Brooklyn, again, he is a better player, I think, when we don't have Anthony Davis. But against Brooklyn, everybody should be in play. But we saw his minutes dial back into 18 last game against Orlando. Still was over a fantasy point a minute. Last game against Brooklyn gave you 39 fantasy points in that matchup. Played 37 minutes. If you could guarantee me 37 minutes, he is in every single one of my lineups. But it's hard to, you know, have that guarantee. That is for sure. You know, one guy I didn't talk about at small forward. Keep your eye on Damari Carroll. He is kind of banged up. He may or may not play today. Slowly but surely, we're seeing Sellinger worked in. You can't play him yet in fantasy. I actually liked what I saw from him the last game he played, but I don't think we can quite go there. Julius Randle's a little bit intriguing because last couple of games has not played great. And, you know, really the last three games has been borderline awful. Can he rebound here against Indiana? I think he can. This is not Indiana team that doesn't play great defense. And even last game, you know, he was just awful from the field, didn't get to the free throw line, finished with seven total points and still gave you 22 fantasy points. So we know if he can score, he's going to get you into the 30s. It's whether or not he can score. Denver was really surprising he didn't score in that game. Detroit and the Clippers, you kind of got it. Those are much better defensive teams. But I'm not going to write him off entirely. Probably not going to fit my cash game build. But in your fair and balanced lineups, I'm okay with him at power forward tonight. All right, let's get to center. And the guy that, you know, we want some value today, there's a few names that stand out. Cody Zeller and Valanciunas. You know, Zeller is never a glamorous guy to roster here, but you're just struggling for value at this position, and he's going to give you 25 to 35 minutes. If he can get us mid-20s, we'll take it. I think he can do that tonight. For 700 more, you can get to Valanciunas. And, you know, last game we saw injuries all over the place, Nogueira ended up not playing. Patrick Patterson ended up not playing. And the rebounds should still be there for him. He's had double digits in five consecutive games. 30, had that 19 against Brooklyn, 30, 31, 46. So at 57, he's probably a bit safer, a little bit more upside than Cody Zeller, but if you need to save 700, that's probably where I'm going. I don't trust Robin Lopez, certainly against Dwight Howard. He's been getting there, 26, 28, 26, 21, 24. Shot attempts have been up, and I don't know why they've been up. 15, 11, 12, 10, 10. I mean, before that, he had not hit double digits once in his previous, like, 12 or so games before then. And then suddenly, five straight games with double-digit shot attempts. Just feels kind of weird. I don't know. Cousins and Embiid, can't really play Cousins against Gasol. He's had his number. Embiid is just, man, is he so good. He's just so good. Last game, 41 fantasy points in just 26 minutes. Does it all. Fair and balanced lineup, fit him in, but obviously not going to be a stars and scrubs type play today. You can get Marc Gasol against Sacramento at 8.2. He is absolutely in play on DraftKings. He is, believe it or not, 7,200, 1,000 lefts on DraftKings. So if I'm going to look for exposure, I'm probably going there. The guy on FanDuel that I love for tournaments tonight could be Dwight Howard. Feels a little cheap at 7K here today. If we look at his salary log, 7.3, 7.6, 7.7, 8.2. So we're, again, another guy that I'm looking at. I think we're buying the cheapest on him all year long. Not the best nor worst matchup here for Dwight Howard, but we've seen him definitely give you 40 fantasy point upside at this salary. And it's just all about whether or not, you know, he's going to give you one of those monster rebounding games. I mean, he can certainly give you 16 to 20. We've seen it for sure. Last couple matchups, certainly Detroit last game wasn't a great matchup, and it showed. But Milwaukee, a bad rebounding team before, you know, gave you 37 fantasy points. So I think Dwight Howard, intriguing today. Another DraftKings play is Mason Plumlee. Don't think I'm going to play him on FanDuel at 6'3", but at 52 on DK, Mason Plumlee squarely in play, highly underpriced. And so is Brooke Lopez. You know, he is under 6K or under 7K. I don't hate him on FanDuel. He did kind of tweak his ankle a little bit last game. That worries me. That was on the 17th, though, so he's kind of had three full days here of rest. And again, he's a guy who can score the basketball. Last game against New Orleans wasn't great. 9 for 18 from the field, played 32 minutes and 29 fantasy points, but I think he's got 40 fantasy point upside. I'd probably rather take Howard, though. For a little bit cheaper. Vucevic is the same price, and we've seen him, you know, move into that starting lineup, but it hasn't locked in minutes still. 25 and 27 in each of the last two. Not a FanDuel play for me at 74, 67 on DraftKings. They always tempt you with that salary there. As for Rudy Gobert, a low total game is going to keep people away, but this guy has been easily, you know, the most consistent player on the board. Gets Dallas today, a game which, you know, last time they played, he went for 16 and 10. That was, you know, 31 fantasy points. Believe it or not, that's one of his, you know, kind of three worst games over the last 20 games or so. Should be able to control the glass, but he's been over 40 in back-to-back games against Phoenix and Orlando. Much slower pace here. I think he's an interesting tournament play because he'll be low-owned, but I don't think I can conceivably go there in cash games here tonight. That is pretty much all I'm eyeing here today. Let's see. Nogueira, if he would start, if he'd get back into that lineup at 3-7, he's a guy I'd give some consideration to. Oh, another name that I did kind of miss out. I think he's small forward. Terrence Ross. I don't mind Ross. He plays some big minutes, and especially if we've got the injuries or people sitting out there, because who knows, you know, they really wanted to sit DeRozan, it felt like, the other day against Philly, and they ended up playing him. So if DeRozan would sit, keep your eye on guys like Norman Powell, on Terrence Ross, even Corey Joseph. You know, Joseph, he plays a good amount of minutes. Like, let me see where he's at right now. Let's see, Joseph, he's 4-4 on FanDuel. That's too expensive to play him on FanDuel. On DraftKings, he is 3,800, a little bit more intriguing over there, because 20, you know, even 25 minutes in that last game, he's, you know, they trust him kind of in crunch time. So there's an under 4K guy for you on DraftKings that a lot of people aren't going to consider tonight. But keep our eye on the rest notes, the injury notes, because that's really going to potentially set the stage here. How many guys do I want from that Houston Golden State game? Let me see here real quick. Let me put some Harden, Durant, Gordon, Beverly. Let's see here. It's so much easier to get guys, obviously, from the, let's see here. I'm just setting a kind of shell-type lineup. All right, where I stand right now is Beverly, Harden, Gordon, Durant, Harrell, Draymond. Leaves you about 4K left per position. And let's see here. I'm just kind of going through here and potentially putting together just a mini game stack. Guess we could throw Matt Barnes in there. He fits the Matt Barnes at center position. Man, it's hard to get. Yeah, so you're going to have to make sacrifices in certain spots here. Draymond at 82. I do like Draymond. Let me make a quick pivot here and go to Curry. It's there. That should open up a little bit more. And let's see. I know I don't normally do lineups here on the show, but I want to experiment here a little bit, see what we can't come up with. Because it's just a game stack. Anybody can you know, fudge around and figure these things out. All right. And lastly, at one guy I didn't talk about too much is Jimmy Butler at 9-8. I just don't see me playing him over Kevin Durant. So here you go. Here's your quick game stack for you if you want to go this route. Beverly, Curry, Harden, Gordon, Ross, Barnes, Harrell, Draymond, and Valanciunas. That's zeroed out for you. Who knows? You know, I got to throw that in. Don't play that in the single entry series. I just got it. So there's your kind of game stack there. I think you know, I'll be curious to see if this goes up. If it goes up, man, get as many pieces as you can today in this game. But that's it. Just a quick, easy show today. Not too much drama. Always news happens over there at FSTA. So we'll definitely come back on Wednesday with a lot of interesting information. I know Nigel is set to do an interview with David Purdom of ESPN in front of everybody. So that should be interesting to get some of his thoughts. And yeah, you know, you just never know what's going to happen at these FSTA events. Usually some surprise announcements leading up to it. As always, we thank you so much for giving us a listen and a download. We've been doing this podcast longer than just about anybody in the daily fantasy space, and we've been able to do that because of you guys and the great sponsors we have. So thanks for the listen, the download. Please subscribe to us on YouTube if you're not doing it already. Also, get that RotoGrinders app. I really hope, you know, they do awards, and I think the one that I want us to win more than anything is the mobile award, because I think our, not just the app, not, you know, it used to just be lineup alerts, but now we've got podcasts and Grinders Live, you know, streamed audio only live to you, and we've got projections built in. I mean, the app just keeps on getting better and better. That's something that I'm really, really proud of as a team, proud of everything we've done, but that's something that I don't think gets enough love. So love to see them pick up some hardware for that next week at the FSTA. But overall, thanks again for checking us out. I'll be back on XM tonight. You get more updated information, obviously, from me and Beer tonight at 6 o'clock. So we'll be on from 6 to 7 right up until roster lock, building our own lineups and, again, deciphering that information. If you don't have the app, you can get the SiriusXM app as well. You can stream that super easy as well, so you don't necessarily need a radio in your car anymore to listen to SiriusXM. They've got a free trial as well online, so check that out. I'm out of here. I hope everybody has a really good weekend. Good luck in all your DFS contests, and we'll chat again next week here on the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. See you, everybody.